It's like, it would be as if like the New York Times were to dissect an episode of Big Fatty Online. You know what I'm saying? It's it would be that alien. Just you're just like, okay, all right, what was a nipper nap? I have no idea what the fuck a nipper nap is. But just really quickly, I want to talk about Big Fatty really fast.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I want to talk about Big Fatty really fast.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4261. The BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 4th of June, May the 4th. June the 4th, be with you, Big Fatty. You fucked it up, I did. Anyway, say it with me.
A new show.
Oh, here comes the train, already off the tracks. Hello, pudding lovers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're pudding lovers today because y'all, that Dr. Stone. Doctor, you know, he's an old soul. And Dr. Stone posted a comment over there at the at the BFO. He said, I eat the sugar-free chocolate pudding, and it's good. But I really like the butterscotch, banana, and vanilla. I didn't think I'd like the vanilla, but I accidentally grabbed it one time and tried it and was surprised. So even though I'm a chocolate lover, the other three were much better. You know, old people love pudding. Big vetting, truer words could not be said. How about Vera's a shut-in? Okay, those are truer.
Here at Fat Acres, life is good. Where that big fatty plays, he takes nipper walks around the neighborhood and hangs out with all of gaze. Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves a puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pair.
Big Fatty the Fatty the Poo or Pew music. It's true. Let's see. Since I talked to you yesterday, y'all, it was a very uneventful day. I watched the news and the Jeopardy, and y'all, by the way, this is the final week on the Wheel of Fortune. Patrick Sajaktik, and y'all, he started off on the NBC daytime version where they start off with the look at these prizes, you know, and so I'm sure they'll have some flashbacks and all this week of his early days and his blunders and plunders. But y'all, if there's one thing I'd love to see this week, in addition to the furniture spinning around, I would just love to see the ceramic Dalmatian. Y'all, it was a it was a major part. Do you want the remainder on account or in a check? Oh, Big Fatty, I take a check. Yes. And y'all, since we're talking about the quiz programs a little bit, y'all, you know the Jeopardy. They have a podcast. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, they just celebrated their 100th episode. And y'all, it made me wonder which podcast out there has the most episodes. Y'all, a quick goggle showed that Joe Rogan had 1,600 episodes. You may have heard me mention this is episode 4261, but I couldn't find anything anywhere, but I know some of you out there just bored as shit, and maybe y'all can find little shows that have lots and lots and lots of episodes, and who knows, Big Fatty might be in the top 100. Yes, Big Fatty. Where was I going with all that? I don't know. Oh, I was talking about the little shows. And y'all, on that Jeopardy podcast, it's called Inside Jeopardy. Several milestones happened. You know, Jeopardy's been on for many, many years. In syndication, I think they've been on for 40 years. And they've had 9,000 shows, but over 9,000 now. But y'all, 20 years ago this week, that Ken Jennings won his first game during his run as a contestant. And y'all, Ken Jennings, the new host, y'all, he just turned 50. Y'all, I would have never guessed that he was 50, except his first episode was 20 years ago. Y'all, I'm telling you, Tempus Fugit. Yes, Big Fatty, what does that mean? I don't know, but time flies. Yes, Big Fatty. And after all that, y'all, I started watching the MasterChef Junior, and y'all, this is where they had the children on there, and y'all, I'm telling you, these kids, they know how to cook a potato, and they do more than cook potatoes. They probably make sugar-free pudding also. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, it's such a good show, and I'm just amazed at the talents of these young people. Y'all, they're like from 8 years old to 13, and just amazing. And y'all, then of course I was in the bed about 9:30 p.m. in the evening, and Big Fatty, then slept like a baby. Woke up about 6:30, got up, had my coffee, read the paper, did my puzzles, then I was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk, did Fat Acres, had my mid-walk stop, rehydrated, and cooled down, and then I was off on the second half, did the big circle, came back, ate a little ham solid while I watched The Price is Right, and y'all got my share, and y'all laid down for just a little bit, because I was off to the consignment store. Y'all, there's just a handful full of items that are left in Olive's estate that hadn't been sold as of last December. And I had gone by a couple of weeks ago and dropped off a list and asked them to update me, and so I went back today, and I was very nice. I was, you know, I was not upset. The lady that I needed to talk to wasn't there, but the lady I did talk to said that she would make sure she got the the note, and y'all, I had typed up a note and, you know, mentioned that I had delivered this last week or 2 weeks ago or whatever. And I really needed to hear back from them this week because I'm trying to close the estate. By the way, the check came. The check was indeed in the mail for Olive's iron. And anyway, once I hear something from these consignment folks, then it's going to be time to go to glory with the taxes. And anyway, from there, from the consignment store, I went by, y'all, there's a little bagel shop called Ruby's Bagels. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I love, you know, Miss Bacon knows I love a poppy seed bagel, toasted dark, slathered in butter. Y'all, there's a nice young man, quite the looker, I might add, that works behind the counter there, that runs the cash register. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, just like Sam Drucker's store, yes. And y'all, he only had four poppy seed bagels left. And he says, are there any others that you like? And I said, well, I don't know. What do you like? And he says, oh, well, I really like this one. He says, let me throw a couple of those in the bag for you. And y'all, he ended up throwing three of them in there and didn't charge me for them. And y'all, it's not only is it lovely that he's taking care of the elderly. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, it's that time of year. We must bring in the elderly. I mean, bagel up the elderly. It's true. And but y'all, he's just a delight to look at. And, you know, I almost feel creepy, like, you know, like I was the nip or something. Fanny! And, from there, I went and got Ruby Red washed, and, y'all, then I had to, you know, I went to the vampire last week. Well, this week, I had to, go and, have the doctor, read the results to me, even though I'd already read them, and, you know, it's good to check in with your doctors and everything, and, so I did that, and y'all, then I came back here to the villa, y'all, I was starving. I was starving, so I took one of the cute boy's recommended bagels, and I toasted it up and slathered it in butter right before I sat down to record the little show, and y'all, it was absolutely delicious. And y'all, here I am recording the little show, but y'all, there was something in the villa mailbox. Yes, Big Fatty. Make a wish, wish it in a dream, wish it in your heart, send your wish mail come true. Yeah, I guess y'all had two cards. Y'all, the first one is from that Matt Burlingame. You know, he does the sex show with that Ouija. What is it called? It's the Daddy Years of the sex show. Big Gay Sex Show, that's it. And y'all, let's just open this up and see what we got here. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh! Y'all, there's some heart stickers in the homosexual colors, and it says, remember our past, Harvey Milk, gay Democrat, celebrate our future, y'all, it says, happy pride, love, Matt, thank you so much for that. That's just as sweet as you can be. And y'all, I've gotten something here. It comes to me from the Chicago's. Y'all, it's return address is called Content Creators. So y'all, I can't imagine what the hell's in here. So we're just going to open it up right now and see what we got here. Content creators from the Chicago's. All right, let's just see here. All right, it says, Big Fatty, Here's some content for your little show. We did some traveling recently and thought of you with every mile that passed. Y'all, it's from Digga and T. Wiggles from the Chicago's. Oh, Big Fatty! Y'all, it is the scratch-offs. And y'all, let's see, where are they from? Y'all, there's one from a frog. There's a frog, and there's the $50,000 celebration, and the $50,000 cash multiplier, and the jumbo bucks, and the jaws, and the word games, and the double it, and the crossword multiplier. Where does it say which ones these are from? I don't see. Oh, that's the Minnesota lottery, and this one is I don't see what this one is. The Wisconsin lottery, and this one right here is what does that say? Y'all, the eyes just Illinois lottery. And the California lottery, and the Michigan lottery, and the I don't see anything on this one. Tennessee lottery, Hoosier lottery, Hoosier daddy, and the Kentucky lottery. Digga and T. Wiggles, thankful. Oh, y'all, I just spit all over myself. Thank you so much for these. I feel like, y'all, let's just do one. Let's just do one here real quick. I'm gonna do the Illinois lottery. Y'all, I have a chance to win $50,000. Y'all, here's my coin. What do I have to do? Match your numbers to the winning numbers, okay? Here are the winning numbers. They are 11 and 24. And y'all, here's the first one. It's a 20, not a winner. And there's a 9, no winner there. A 14, not a winner. 17, no winner there. 28, not a winner. 18, not a winner. 4, no winner there. Number 7, not a winner. And number 1, no winner there. And 23, well, that was not a winner. But Digga and T. Wiggles, I'll open those as the week goes along. Y'all, I'll even put a picture. I'll put a picture up on the www at noon tomorrow. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty! Oh, dear God, see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, be heading over to Shady Pines for the Tuesday night get together with the ladies, and then y'all, there's no sports ball game Monday night. They're up there in the Boston, and they don't play until tonight, too. I say Tuesday night, and I think there's only two games there. Big Fatty, too bad we couldn't go up there. Oh, that's right, we weren't invited. But anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the mix. And y'all, by the way, that Daniel Biba is filling in for Crooked Hat this week. Any preview of what's going on there?
I want to talk about Big Fatty really fast.
Oh, well, you have to talk fast on Crooked Hat Show. It's a short one.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.